How we doing over here?
Not too bad. How are you?
Doing great. I saw you. I wanted to stop and give you the gospel good news, how to find eternal life. I'm a traveling street preacher. There's only one way to eternal life. It's Jesus Christ. You guys know that you have to repent and be born again to enter the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
You know, church services won't save you. Those are all made of man, and the church systems and the culture are corrupt. Did you know there's two kingdoms?
No.
Kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. If you're not following the kingdom of God in Christ because you've repented and you're born again, guess whose kingdom you're in?
Satan.
Satan's kingdom. And either willingly or unwillingly, you're serving him. And Christ said, I came to made the way. And he said, all you that will humble yourself, lose your life to repent and follow me, you can be born again. I used to be a worldly man in this world all the time, doing all kinds of wicked things, but God gave me a love for people, and he said, go out. I retired early to do this. Go out and tell people the gospel good news. Call them to invite them to come in to find forgiveness, because if you don't repent, you're not born again, and you keep living in sin like the world. What do you think is going to happen to you? When you die, what's going to happen to you?
Go to hell.
Yeah. Is that a fearful thing?
Not for me. I don't fear it.
You don't fear it?
I'm a happy man. I'm a giving soul. I'm at peace. Heaven or hell, I'm at peace.
So you'd be okay if you got sent to hell?
I'm not going to hell.
How do you know that? If you're not born again, the Bible says unless you be born again.
I'm not going to heaven, I'm not going to hell. I'm going to be hopefully, I'm a Holy Spirit that travels this earth.
That's reincarnation. That's not. Well, there's two destinations, heaven or hell, according to Jesus. Either he's a liar. There's two destinations. When you die, you're either going to go be with the Father, or you're going to suffer the same fate of Satan, and that will be weeping and gnashing of teeth into outer darkness. That's the only two fates. So I'm glad I stopped to tell you, to warn you about that. Read the Bible and you'll see. You're not going to be a traveling Holy Spirit unless you repent. Doesn't matter how many good works you do. Atheists do good works. They're going to be sent away on Judgment Day. You have to be in the ark of Jesus Christ. He's our ark. You're like Noah. You've heard of Noah getting in the ark? Jesus is our ark. We have to be in him safely by faith. And if we live lives outside of his word, his truth, his ways, and his spirit, there is no hope. You won't have any hope. You won't be doing anything eternally other than weeping and gnashing of teeth. So I want to warn you about that.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. I love you. You're my neighbor. Test yourself to the word of God. Check out my website, don'tperish.com. Okay. It's all for free. And if you ever need help, my email's on there. We'd love to help people.
Okay.
God be praised.
God be praised.